98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Good morning. It is Friday morning. That week is nearly over. Thank God for that. This is Adrian Kennedy. This is 98 FM's Dublin Talks until midday today. On a busy programme, we're going to be talking a little bit later on about an online petition that has been set up to stop the Angelus being played on TV and radio. Would you support that? It comes following the release this week of the Mother and Baby Home report, and we'll be finding out about that petition and whether or not people want to see the Angelus scrapped altogether because of its links with the Catholic Church, I suppose. Are you somebody who's booking a holiday this year? Well, we will have all you'll need to know about what way to try and plan a holiday this year, and being careful about what way you book. Make sure that you, if you're booking flights, they're transferable and all of that. And when is the right time for a woman to start considering having a family? That's a discussion that we'll be having later on, and we'll squeeze in a bit of good news as well. Being a Friday, we like to talk good news on Good News Friday a little bit later on. But before all of that, first off on the programme today, I have a question for you that I want you to answer honestly. Have you been eating and ordering more takeaways since the start of this pandemic last March, especially during the lockdown periods? Is the local takeaway driving constantly to your front door? And also, have you found yourself putting on a bit of weight in the last 9 months? Have you developed what they've called, they've now put a name on this, lockdown belly? Yeah, I have. But anyhow, how many times a week do you order a takeaway compared to before COVID arrived on this island of ours? Just Eat have released figures showing that COVID has made people depend on takeaways more than ever before. Over in the UK, takeaway delivery orders surged by almost 400% in the last 3 months, compared with the same period of 2019. From October to December, people had no interest in being in the kitchen. The figures are probably the same for here. So we want to hear from you. Have you fallen in love with takeaways during the pandemic? A new study also found 66% of us, it's a lot, have gained between 3 and 5 kilos over the pandemic, with 26% of us gaining more than 5 kilos during the pandemic. Ooh. Okay, so I want to hear from you. Now, we do... I think I've cooked a little bit more than I used to in the kitchen. I think our kitchen has been used a little bit more, but we still love our takeaways. We had a Chinese the other night. We had a pizza a couple of nights before that. I had a McDonald's yesterday. So, yeah. Actually, I'm getting embarrassed now. So I want you to send me a WhatsApp voice note right now to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. I want to find out from you if our figures are going to be the same as the UK. Takeaway delivery orders surged by almost 400% in the last 3 months of 2020 compared with the same period of 2019. And I want to find out if you're part of that problem. Are you ordering more takeaway now than you ever did before? Now, obviously, none of us at this minute in time are going to restaurants. In fact, we had a couple of weeks in December that we could, but that was really it. So overall, we haven't been going to restaurants in the last 9 months. I'd like to hear from you. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. And if you're getting a takeaway this evening, as many of you are, what will it be? What do you order? Where do you go to? Send me a WhatsApp voice note right now to 0877 98 98 98. Are you somebody who is ordering more takeaway now than you ever did before? And if so, what's your go-to takeaway? What's your favourite? And where do you get it from? And do you have a particular day that you order a particular takeaway? Or maybe you're the exact opposite. that ever since all of this started and we've been spending an awful lot more time at home, maybe you're actually cooking more than you used to. If you are, I want to hear from you on 6797981. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Let's find out how many of you are having much more takeaways than ever before. Or maybe you're the opposite. And have you developed a lockdown belly? Claire.
Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Claire, it says on my screen, Claire has a lockdown belly.
Yes, I have.
So,
I have developed a lockdown belly.
Okay, now this is something that you never had before, was it?
No, I didn't. And there is nobody to blame but myself.
But yourself, okay. And what do you put it down to?
Well, when I'm off and things like that, I am an avid walker. But I found that when I was out walking, you can't go too far. So the Chippers was quite close, and I was popping to the Chippers.
So your walk consists of walking to the Chipper.
Walk to get exercise.
Right. So you would walk to the Chipper.
Well, I'd be walking past the Chipper. The smell of the Chipper would be drawing me in. You know that smell of lovely salt and vinegar?
Oh, it's irresistible.
You know?
It is.
So I'd be going out for a walk and I'd be off and,
anything that you may have gained from the brief walk has been knocked on the head by the bag of chips.
Well, actually, when I went for the walk, I'd go someplace and I'd sit down and I'd eat it and I'd forget about the walk and I'd take it back.
I love your honesty, Claire, because you're not alone. You're not the only one.
I'm being honest. I am being totally honest.
I went for a lovely long walk near my home last week and I did the exact same thing. I was with the dogs. I walked past a Chipper. I walked into the Chipper, bought a bag of chips and ate them on the rest of my walk. So anything I gained from the walk, I lost with the bag of chips. So,
you know, I didn't worry about it.
No.
No, because, like, I see people and they still have Christmas lights and things like that up. And I just turn around and say, well, look at whatever, with everything that's going on, it's out of our control.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, it's, you know, and whatever it is, like, I mean, I wouldn't encourage, like, you mean, like, you know, overeating or like that. But, like, I mean, there's some things, like, you know, and, you know, it's just, maybe it's a comfort to eating. You know, it's a comfort thing that I got.
Maybe it is. Maybe that's exactly what it is.
I would say maybe. I would say genuinely.
Yeah, and none of us need to feel guilty over it. We'll get over this in the weeks ahead, and then we can all start getting rid of the belly when life starts to return to some sort of normality, wouldn't you?
Well, I've started.
All right. Well, fair play to you, Claire.
I don't know how long it will last, but I'll give it a go anyway.
Absolutely. All right. Good to talk to you, Claire. Enjoy the chips.
And good luck to everybody out there.
Thanks very much.
You're not alone.
Absolutely. All right, Claire. Thanks very much indeed. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Are you having more takeaways than ever? Are you like Claire? You walk past the Chipper out on your walk and you can't say no to a bag of chips. I did the exact same thing myself. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note. This is from Dermot.
Morning, Adrian. Slightly ordering a wee bit more takeaway, but the go-to takeaway, without a shadow of a doubt, it's one or two, it's a toss-up. It's a snack box, garlic sauce and a can of Coke from Julio's in Mulhuddard.
Lovely.
Or a kebab, doner kebab now, fresh chips, can of Coke and a garlic sauce. Oh, sweet. Well, actually, do you know what? I'm starving now.
Thank you, Dermot. Are you ordering more takeaways than ever before? According to a survey from Just Eat, now this was taken in the UK, but I'm reckoning it's very similar here. They say takeaway delivery orders surged by almost 400% in the last 3 months of 2020 compared to the same period of 2019. People had no interest in being in the kitchen. And we want to find out if the figures are the same here. And if so, where do you get your takeaway? What do you like to have? When are you going to get it? Are you getting something this evening? If so, what is it? Make us all feel hungry. Oh, Sinead, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Sinead.
Oh, Hi, Adrian.
Your husband has gone where?
Oh, he's gone to McDonald's to get double McMuffin. He's gone to get breakfast. Do you know, I think he just likes... He's he used to go now, he's a workaholic, and he'd be up and he out and he'd be gone all day, and he's happy enough for that, right? And I got up this morning, I was like, I'm not doing breakfast, and I'm not doing dinner. I'm just like, I'm actually sick of cooking. So he's like, well, I go and get McDonald's. And I just think he likes to be up and out and just doing things, so he's gone. It's an essential.
But it is. I mean, a McMuffin is an essential. It
well,
is.
Well, I'm not cooking, so it's essential.
And do you have strike days where you don't cook at all?
Oh, so yeah, sometimes I just, because I do a lot of it, because I'm that's the way things roll at the moment. Well, he'd be working, and I'm just used to just doing all the cooking. So now that he's off, I feel I'm still doing all the cooking. So he's gone now. So, yeah, I think he's just gone really for his drive to get out.
Yeah,
well. As well.
But no, a McMuffin isn't essential. It is.
Of course it is.
Absolutely is. And what about takeaways then? How often do you get takeaways other than McMuffins on a Friday morning?
It could be probably just once a week, really. It hasn't really gone up, because we've been, to be honest with you, it's like going to the shop and we get enough in for dinner. We kind of have sometimes just shopping out of, oh, what, like, get the dinners in. And then there's everything there for dinner. So, yeah, so probably once a week.
Once a week. And what's your takeaway of choice?
It would be him talking about snack box there, and it'll probably be a snack box.
Oh,
or Chinese.
A chipper or a Chinese.
A chipper or Chinese.
God, we're all terribly unhealthy. All right, Sinead, fair play. Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much indeed.
Bye-bye.
Keep them coming in. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Are you getting more takeaways now than ever before? And if so, what is your takeaway of choice? Apparently, the takeaway has shot through the roof. Obviously, because we're not going out to restaurants and all of that. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Dan sent me this.
Good morning, Adrian. I have become a fat pig. And I like it. I like it. Chipper. Woolly burger.
Oh.
Fatter burger on buns. Bacon, cheese, Jesus.
That's a heart attack and a bun, that is, Dan. A whirly burger. I've never actually had one. Now, I love a batter burger. I love a regular burger. But I've never had a whirly burger. I must have one. So that's a batter burger on a bun. It sounds like a heart attack on a plate, but hey. Keep them coming in. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Are you ordering more takeaway now than you ever did before? And if so, what is your takeaway of choice? What will you be ordering, for example, this evening? Have you planned to get a takeaway this evening? If so, what is it and where are you getting it from? Or maybe, like our last caller there, you're actually cooking more at home than you ever did before. I know an awful lot of people are cooking more now than ever before. And in fact, I want you to send me a WhatsApp and answer this question for me. Overall, are you A, cooking more at home, or B, getting more takeaways? Okay? So A, are you cooking more at home, or B, are you getting more takeaways than, you know, if you compare yourself to a year ago? So send me a WhatsApp with the answer to that question to 0877 98 98 98. Compared to a year ago, are you A, cooking more, or B, getting more takeaways? And send that to 0877 98 98 98. I'm very curious because I know some people are actually cooking an awful lot more. So is it A, you're cooking more than you used to at home, or B, you're getting more takeaways than you were before? Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note. This is from John.
Morning, Adrian. Tonight I'm going to go to the chipper. I'm going down to get myself the Jeremy Dixon burger.
What's
in case
that?
You're wondering what that is, it's a sarcastic burger that gives out to you when you're trying to eat it. Happy Friday!
Thank you, John. This is from Andrew.
How are you, Adrian? Gonna have a Cantonese duck, fried rice and chips tonight from the Chinese.
Oh, lovely. Okay, somebody says, with regard to the Whirly Burger, which I've never had, I've had many a battle burger, but I've never had a Whirly Burger. Try the burger. Thank me later. It's life-changing. So good, some chippers don't do them. It's essential. Yeah, no, I have to try a Whirly Burger. Where do I get a Whirly Burger? I'll look into that a little bit later on. A Whirly Burger. Now, I'm looking at your messages coming in. Keep them coming in. We're asking you whether or not the you today compared to the you a year ago, and obviously we're living in a lockdown again, are you A, cooking more at home, or B, ordering more takeaways? I think in our house, on average, I think we are cooking more. Although we do like our takeaways as well. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note sent to 0877 98 98 98 from John.
Hello, John here. No, we're not getting more takeaways. We're getting the usual, 3 or 4 a week. And Hillbillies in Walkinstown. The place to go.
We're getting the usual 3 or 4 a week. Yeah, no, twice a week, I think, in our house. Would it be twice a week? Yeah. We do have strike days where we just don't have any cooking at all. And I'm looking at your messages. A lot of you say that you are, A, cooking more at home than you used to. Send me a WhatsApp to 0877 98 98 98. And the question I'm asking you is, compared to a year ago, are you A, cooking more at home, or B, getting more takeaways? Aideen sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
We are cooking more at home these days, trying out all sorts of mad foods that we never would have tried before. However, you can't be a Papagino's from Lusk. Oh, I love a good burger.
Oh, Papagino's in Lusk. It's not in my 5K, unfortunately, so I'm not going to be having that anytime soon. But yeah, maybe in the future, I'm Papagino's in Lusk. Keep them coming in, 0877 98 98 98. We're asking you, compared to a year ago, are you A, cooking more at home, or B, having more takeaways than you would have a year ago? Here's a WhatsApp voice note from Ross.
Adrian, I'm just wondering, when people are sent to the chipper and McDonald's, do they get something for themselves and eat it in the car on the way back and then not tell the rest of the family?
Ross, you must have been spying on me, were you? I have done exactly that. I've gotten a takeaway and maybe in McDonald's or something like that, and I'd munch a burger on the way home. Yes, Ross, a lot of us have done that. You must have been spying on me. Thank you for that. I cook less, says this message. I order more and I drink more. So I'm now a fat alcoholic, says that message. This is Tony.
Morning, Adrian. It's Tony here in San Antonio. You're actually killing me with this subject this morning. I would love a doner kebab and a bag of chips from Capri on Sundrive Road, right across from the Stone Boat, just after a few points from the Stone Boat. All right, I would love one right now, man. Thank you. Bye.
Tony, you're up very early. That's Tony is in San Antonio in Texas, in the United States. And by my reckoning, it's 4:20 in the morning, if I'm not mistaken. You're up very early, Tony. 4:20 in the morning. My kids always say we're the only family in the estate that never get takeaways. But we do. Once a year. So there you are. Obviously, a lot of cooking going on in that house. Her kids complaining that they never get a takeaway. They only get one once a year. And Tony in San Antonio, I want to know why you're up so early. I mean, like 4:20 in the morning. I'm just curious. I'm just being nosy. Here's another WhatsApp voice note.
It is option C. I'm just eating more in general. I'm cooking more at home. And while I'm cooking, I'm thinking of what I'm going to take out later on anyways. Option C.
Right, so option C. So he's cooking at home. And while he's cooking his dinner, he's already thinking of what he's going to order from the takeaway later on anyway. Eamon sent me this.
It's Eamon here. Yeah, we had a voucher for a meal in the restaurant, and because of COVID, they could only do it as a takeaway. So that's what we had. And that's the first takeaway we've had in about 20 years. We just don't do takeaways. And as for exercise, I walk every day listening to your programme. That's how long I walk, every single day. And as I speak, my wife is downstairs getting a lovely casserole ready in the slow cooker.
Cheers. Oh, very nice, Eamon. Very nice. Enjoy your walk. Adrian says this message, I'm cooking more in the kitchen since last March. Morning, noon and night. To be honest, I'm sick of it. And put on more weight with lumps of butter added to absolutely everything that I cook, says Claire. My husband gets travel snacks, whatever they are, in McDonald's or Burger King. He'll order an extra portion of chips or onion rings just to eat on the drive home, says Laura. So, I'm not the only one who's ever done that, who's had a sneaky burger on the way home before sharing it with the rest of the family. Anyway, it would appear a lot of you, and I'm just looking through your answers, a lot of you are cooking more at home, but an awful lot of you are cooking an awful lot less. Lots of bees, which means you're having more takeaways. Let's have a listen to one more WhatsApp voice note from Connor.
Adrian, this subject is getting me very hungry. We're actually going to have a takeaway later, but I'm considering having another one for my lunch as well. move on to another subject. This is
it's killing me as well. Thanks, Connor. And finally, I'm having a lot more takeaways since I moved to Germany. I love the German schnitzels. Greetings from Göppingen in Germany, says Edwin. Thank you very much, Edwin. That's very kind of you. Schnitzels. I think I've had schnitzels in Germany before. I think. Adrian says, Casella, I've developed a spice bag addiction over the lockdown. I've told myself if I work out and eat clean 5 days a week, I get a spice bag at the end of the week as a treat. So I'm cooking more, looking forward to my spice bag at the end of the week. Oh yeah, there's somebody who really, and I'm the same. I go for a nice long walk, and I've been walking a lot. I've been really good. But I have this tendency then to reward myself with a bottle of Coke, like full fat Coke, or a bag of chips. And that's just my little reward to me for going for the long walk, which kind of defeats the purpose, really. Anyway, there you go. A lot of us have developed a lockdown belly. But sure, why would we feel guilty about it? You're listening to 98FM's Dublin Talks.
The sound of the city. 98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.